Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
You're listening to Oklahoma Perspective. When we think about the homeless, we think about people standing on a corner with a cardboard sign. But the reality can be more complicated. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills spoke with a self-described homeless man who paints a completely different picture of his situation.
We're on with a gentleman who called the newsroom about the homeless issue in Tulsa, and I think he offers a fresh perspective on it, one that we don't hear very often. And we're gonna go with Kurt as your name. And Kurt, can you just tell me a little bit about what prompted you to call in today?
What prompted me to call in is the homeless situation. People think that all homeless people are just in the street. There's a whole different subset of homeless people. There's people who have a nice job, that are well-dressed, but at the end of the night, they sleep in their car because their income is not matching the cost of living. And the reason I know that is I'm one of those people.
And how long have you been in that situation?
I haven't laid down in a real bed or a real house in about 15 months.
And can I ask how you got there, Kurt? Are you okay with discussing that?
Yeah, my rent just got higher and higher and higher, and my income wasn't picking up. And I just got more behind, more behind, more behind. Finally, you know, you get two or three months ahead, and I couldn't do it anymore. I'm not married. I don't have a roommate. And it just became, I couldn't afford my place to live. I mean, it was just a bare bones apartment, but those were $1,000 a month. And my income wasn't making it. So that's how I became homeless.
So, and you mentioned that you're not the only person in this boat, like here in Tulsa. You know of other people that are, and I will tell you that I've talked with folks like the folks at Iron Gate and other places who say this is, there is a large percentage of our homeless population that's actually fully employed.
Yeah. Oh, at night, I know of, like I said, I know of a library where three people that have nice cars, that are well-dressed, at work, they go there at night, park their car, go to sleep, and next morning wake up and go to work. Nobody knows.
You also have a strategy for how you're handling personal hygiene and stuff. Tell me about that.
Best thing you can do if you're homeless is you need to keep a gym membership, because at least gym membership, you can shower a couple times a day. You can charge your phone, because if you look like, you're not going to be able to get a job if you look rough. It's just not going to work. And you better have a job, because you got to keep your clothes clean. And I mean, and have very little possessions. You need to be really a minimalist, because you just don't, what are you going to do? You have enough clothes to work and go with it.
So, I mean, what can fit in your car, obviously?
What can fit in your car without your car looking like, you don't want your car to start looking trashy, because you don't want to arouse suspicion. People see it, they're going to start joking. You live in your car, you know, so, yeah.
So you've managed to, in that 15 months, you've managed to hold on to your job.
Right.
Your health is okay.
Oh, I'm in good health. The only thing is when you try to get a job, you have to make up an address, and sometimes that kicks back your applications. So, I mean, because a lot of companies, they want your address, and you put it on their computer when you're applying, it just kicks it back, not valid. So that's one of the problems I ran into it for a little bit. But, yeah, no, I'm healthy, I'm strong. But, I mean, at night, when my shift's over, I'm just kind of all alone. I drive around to a place I'm going to go. People are gone, and then I go the next day.
So how did you get around the address thing?
I made up one. Actually, I made up one from the library and just plugged it in. And for the grace of God, it just went through.
Okay. So when you called the newsroom, the first thing you basically said to me was what folks are doing now ain't working.
And no, it's not working.
So let's start with that. Why not? Why isn't it working?
Because most people that are homeless, they already feel like junk anyway. And my biggest thing was I was never going to go John 360 because you almost feel like you don't have any power in your life. You go down there. You need to have some kind of a power over your life so you can be in a geographical area where you can get a job, where you don't have to depend on rides or buses. Because if you do get a job, the first time you're late 3 or 4 times or don't show up because of transportation issues, you're going to be bounced. And me, I didn't want to be like that. I wanted to eat when I wanted to eat. I wanted to do what I want. I still wanted to have some kind of independence. And what the city's doing is not, I just feel like it's not good. I mean, like if you're a homeless person, why couldn't they figure out a way that you could maybe do something to earn some points so you could go to a laundromat once a week? Or earn some money to get a gas card, put $20 in your car, because if you got a car and you run out of gas and you don't have a job, then you're screwed there too.
So have you heard of Eden Village? Are you familiar with that? The tiny homes?
Someone told me about that. Is that where like you apply and it's a housing, is it like on 81st and New Housing Addition or something like that?
It's on the west side, and I forget exactly where, but it's essentially they're building a community of these tiny homes. But the home belongs to you. Like if you're, you know, accepted into the program, whatever, you pay. And I'm going to say it's $500 a month, I'm guessing. I don't remember if that's exactly right, but it's a reasonable amount. And, you know, it's a mortgage. You own the home. You live there. It's placed. Yeah, is that something
I guess I really
that
you haven't heard that? But I guess I really haven't heard that much about it. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I to be honest with you, I haven't looked into that.
So, and the reason I asked that, Kurt, is because you know, if what and you know, all props to the folks at John 316. I'm sure they're doing the best can.
No, they got good at heart. Good heart. I mean, that's good for some people, but it's not one size fits all.
That's a great point. So you know, the flip side of well, what's wrong is well, how do we fix it? What in your mind? And you made one suggestion already, which is you know, is there a way to that they could earn credit for a laundromat? Or is there? And before we started recording, I think you talked about you know having a location where or they could store.
Like a storage unit thing. So instead of having to push all their stuff in a grocery cart, they could put it somewhere. Because I know I've seen these people that's all they have. So they hang up. Me when things get really tough for me, I just gave everything up. Put everything I could in a backpack. I just let it go because it was going to hold. Because what was I going to do? Guard it all day? Because if you're guarding your property all day, you're not going to be able to get a job or anything else. So like a little storage unit, they could store their stuff so they could go look for work and not worry about somebody stealing whatever they have left. Because they hold on to that like it's their world.
Now, the folks where you work have no idea.
Nope. I don't share that because you don't never know how far we could be. I don't share it.
There's a social stigma attached to this issue, right? I mean, that's where it cuts.
That's why I've become a real better person because I used to think all homeless people were lazy, but no, you have to have either like some kind of mental problem or really down there because I hate every minute of it. You hate every second of it. And these people, because there's no way that if you were saying it had it mean that you'd be doing that. Nobody's that lazy. And how about some portable shower stations that they could put up across the so a person that can go in and take a shower and be clean at least maybe, you know, I don't know if they could do that like a, you know how they have those outhouses, could they do a portable shower or something where they're going to go clean up a little bit?
So writ large, do you think anything that the city's doing or has discussed doing or wants to do
I think they're trying, but maybe they need to think out the box about maybe making it where these people that live on the streets are better equipped to live on the streets and can get themselves. I mean, I know housing's okay, but well, when you're there in the streets, it's like an emergency. You need to figure out how you're going to get by day. And, you know, like I said, I mean, by the grace of God, I always had a job and I always could keep clean. But I see these people that just, they look like they're ragged. They can't get a haircut. They can't, you know, clean themselves up. So how are they ever going to get a job? How? Who's going to hire them?
And to be fair, some folks do have mental health issues. Some folks have addiction or.
No, I believe that. You know, I believe that. But I see that.
But there's other people like yourself that, while generally speaking, are mentally healthy, physically fit, ready to work, just can't make ends meet. And so you consciously made the decision to give up what was an apartment or house, whatever it was.
Yeah, because I don't want to be in that endless cycle of okay thinking until because once you become home, it's very traumatic. I don't want to get into a place and just lose it again. And I would rather just live. I mean, I'd rather didn't do that because it just, it ruins your life. It ruins your credit. It ruins everything. I mean, and you know, life's not fun when you're just being, you know, $5 between paychecks or whatever. I mean, yeah, I made a conscious decision until in my mind, I feel like that I'm good. That's probably what I'm going to do for a while, far more.
How are you handling food? Just fast food?
I mean, I got money. I eat every day. I can go out and get some stuff. I mean, and I fast a few days. I've never been hungry. You just figure it out. I mean, I just figure it out.
Gotcha.
I mean.
And like your said, vehicle? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I go out to a nice restaurant every once in a while. No, my vehicle's good. It's in good shape. I take care of it. Like I said, people would never know. Always, my clothes are always not—they're not wrinkled. Look, people would never know.
So, what's your message to folks? You know, Kirk. I mean, bottom line here is: are you concerned for other folks who are homeless and maybe just, not
people have,
adapting
have some
as
empathy.
Well?
Yeah, have some empathy. If you see somebody, you know. Don't just assume that they're, you know, not everybody just is lazy and, you know, try to help. You know, I never took a handout. So, you know, I don't know, just maybe because the biggest part of being homeless is the isolation. Maybe just talk to them like a human being because I haven't seen my family in over a year because I consciously, once I became homeless, you cut off all ties because you're so ashamed. I am. That's another thing, too. The isolation is the worst. It makes you crazy. I mean, when I get off work, I probably don't talk to another human being for another 8 or 9 or 10 hours. And just the loneliness. So if you see somebody, maybe just talk to them like a human being.
Well, you know, I'm struggling a little bit to know what to say here because, you know, I think you're far from alone in this situation.
No, not alone like that. No, I mean, as far as like family, when you become homeless, you isolate yourself because you're so ashamed of that.
Right,
about it.
And that goes back to the stigma that I was talking about earlier. Yeah. And this is not because of anything that you did wrong, right?
No.
You were not convicted of a crime. You didn't drink yourself.
Yeah, but you beat yourself up about it every day.
Sure.
I do.
Because that's because our culture attaches a stigma to homelessness.
Yep.
And some people choose it and you chose it. And it not because you're mentally ill or because you have a drug addiction or anything else, because you couldn't make ends meet and this just made more sense to you. So are you able to save any money? Or I mean, do you have a plan to get out of this situation?
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, once you lose a place, I've got to go on plan because whatever I'm going to do is I'm going to go find a place and I'm just going to walk in there with like 7 months rent up front and say, look, I know my credit's sad, but here's 7 months rent. Can I rent a place from you? Because, I mean, that's what I've just decided what I'm going to do. Because otherwise, I just don't. Because, I mean, once you get evicted, it's on your, you know, your record and everything. And just, you know, it was better during the pandemic because there was so much help. But once the pandemic, you know, stopped, there was no rent help or no anything like that. So, but,
yeah.
I have a plan. I don't want to do this. This lifestyle was not sustainable for a person. It's not, at least I don't think it is for me. I mean, but you just have to do, as long as I just keep the end goal in mind, what I want to do. And just, so, yeah, I played about 8 months or 7 months worth of rent and just go somewhere and do that. But I just don't want to get in some place and get over my head and lose it again. So that's what I got to figure out.
100%. And have you contacted like the mayor's action line or, I mean, have you checking with the city to see what might be available to help out?
I don't know. I got prideful. I just decided I was going to do it all for myself. Like when I became homeless, I said, I'll never crash on somebody's couch overnight. I'll never ask a friend to sleep at their place. I'll never ask family. I just do what I got to do. Because if you ask for help and you like somebody let you stay there, that can be fleeting. I wanted to be tough. I wanted to be able to walk to where I wanted to work. I don't want to depend on my job. I had to make sure I could do it in case the person I thought was going to help me wasn't going to help me.
You've got your pride. I 100% understand that. But have you lived in the Tulsa area for a while?
All my life.
Have you paid taxes here?
Yeah.
Pretty much your whole life.
Yep.
You've been paying in and paying in. Yep. So what I'm saying here, and this is just my two cents, is if those resources, if there's anything available that can help you, and I'm not saying there is, but if there is, you ponied up your share of dough to make that happen for yourself and for other people. And I don't think I think you should consider your perspective on that. That's a hand up, not a handout.
No, you're right.
In my
you're
head.
Probably right. Now that I could probably more open to that now. When I first became homeless, I just said, you know what, you're just going to have to dig yourself out of this. And now that things are, I mean, like I said, I am putting some money away, and I've got some ins inside. I've got a kind of a timetable on my mind. My birthday is June, and I'd like to be having a place by June that I would feel good about. I mean, I just don't want to get into a place and just lose it again.
Right.
It's scary because I had the resilience to do it the first time. I don't know if I had the resilience to do it again.
That's fair, brother. Well, listen, I really appreciate you calling in and being willing to share your story this way. And I will tell you that I have, when I see people, you know, asking for money at the side of the road, I'll roll my window down, I'll give them a dollar, and I'll give them a business card and say, call me. I'd be interested in doing your story. I've not had anyone call me back.
Really?
So, yeah, really. So I am glad that you called. And I hope that your story moves the dime a little bit for somebody.
Like I said, I said this, you know, I see these people that are worse than me, and I'm like, what you're doing is not going to work for you. You better give up all push that cart around, and you need to get real with yourself and get rid of your possessions and just start from scratch. That's what I did. I just said, I got to start from scratch.
Well, and I wish you luck, and I hope you will keep in touch with me. I'm going to stop down the recording here in a second, and then I will give I'll give you my number, my cell, so you can get a hold of me. Before I do that, is there anything else, sir, that you would like to add before we wrap up the conversation?
Yeah, life is hard. We just need to be nicer to each other. Just be nice to your fellow man. That's about all I can say.
You've been listening to Oklahoma Perspective. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.